Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Mountain Boy Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MTB and on the OTCQB under the symbol MBYMF. Chad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Lawrence Rolston. Now, Lawrence, a couple news releases to cover off of just from this week. July 19th, the company announces that it is beginning its drill program at the American Creek Silver and Gold Project. That's in the Golden Triangle of BC. And then just yesterday, July 22nd, we had sample results from the American Creek Project. This new zone to the north, it's a high-grade zone, 285 meters to the north of another high-grade zone on the project. You got some high-grade sample results there, so this is playing into the drill program for this year at the American Creek Project. Lawrence, start us off with a broad overview on this drill program. How many meters are planned, and what are the main goals of this program, please?
Yeah, Corey, glad to provide an update here. Really appreciate yours and everybody else's interest in the project. The drills will be turning. The immediate target will be the high-grade zone. Last year, we tried to drill an extension of the high-grade zone. We had trouble getting a drill pad where we wanted it to. We ended up being a lot further out, and we showed the main structure was there. But coming out of the drilling that we did last year, we learned a lot about the deposit, and in particular, we learned about a controlling feature that is really important in the concentration in the high-grade zone. And that is an east-west trending fault system that seems to localize the mineralization within the broader north trending fault zone. So knowing the concentration and the importance of that east-west structure, we've been able to get a drill pad much closer to the high-grade zone, exactly where we wanted to get it. And we'll be drilling, starting with small increments out from that known high-grade zone and driven by the orientation of that east-west fault that we see as being so important in localizing the mineralization. So the first drill holes will come from what we're calling drill pad one, and it will start near the high-grade zone and work outward from there. And as you mentioned, we just announced some assays from a new discovery, 285 meters to the north. Now, it's important to understand the logistics here. There's a road that comes up to the base of a fairly steep area. Really, it's cliffs. And a lot of these outcrops are showing up on the cliffs. It's really hard to get up there. And it wasn't until we brought in a team of geos that are skilled in rock climbing. They've been able to work their way along these cliffs and have traced this high-grade zone at least 400 meters to the north. And at a point 285 meters to the north, they took some samples, which looked really interesting. We ran them on a rush basis, and we just announced the results. One of those holes hit over 949 grams a ton of silver. So highly encouraging. It really looks like we've got another concentration, if you will. Hopefully it'll turn out to be an ore chute. Another kind of nucleus of metal concentration along the broader north-south trending feature. So we've had a drill pad built above that zone in a location where we'll be able to test that newly discovered zone, and we'll get a few holes in that area as well. So there's a lot of veins, there's a lot of outcrop. Some of the outcrop is hard to get to, but where we have sampled it, we're seeing a lot of encouragement. So there's something there of real significance. It's just a matter of, you know, enough time and enough drill holes to outline just how big this system really is.
Well, Lawrence, in looking at those samples in the high-grade zone, it's very impressive. Not only did they have high-grade silver, but they had some nice copper intervals as well, and a little bit more of the base metals, the zinc and the lead. Could you dig in a little bit more to what those samples may inform the company as far as the geology and how that fits in with the thesis you have?
Well, look, at this point, it's not clear. You know, that copper, we've known about the copper for a while, and in fact, one of the old mines in that area actually focused on copper. And just south of us, the Red Cliff mine was originally a copper mine. So there's definitely a lot of copper in this system. And at this stage, we just don't know exactly what the relationship is between the silver and the copper and the lead and the zinc. But it's certainly polymetallic. There is a significant, and as you pointed out, you know, one of the samples had 2.2% copper, so meaningful amounts of copper. And we're working toward an understanding of exactly the relationship between all the metals and exactly where we are within the broader system. But seeing the high grades of silver and the high grades of copper, it certainly tells us that this is a very robust system capable of generating you know, meaningful concentrations of copper and of base metals.
So, Lawrence, I want you to first compare here last year's drill program to what you're doing this year, because last year we followed along with the drill program, and unfortunately, look, it just wasn't an overly great success. The share price dipped afterwards. You didn't hit the high grade you were looking for. How is last year's drilling also guiding this year's drilling to hopefully hit that high grade with the drill?
Well, it's the classic line in mining. It was a technical success, and it truly was, in that it provided us a lot of very useful information. We know the broad orientation of the high grade zone. It's a north south trending feature. You know, the past drilling in the high grade zone produced some very, very high grade results, including 5 kilos over 5 meters. But when we tried to hit the high grade zone, we were in the zone, but away from the area that has the high grade mineralization. But in the course of doing that, we learned about the importance of these cross cutting features. And it's similar to pretty much any vein system, where the veins can run for kilometers, but there's concentrations of metal along the vein in different areas, typically called ore shoots. And now we have a much better understanding of the controlling feature along the main high-grade zone, which are these east-west trending faults. So this year, first of all, we got a different drill pad construction group in, and they managed to get a pad where we need it. And if you look at that ortho photo in that came out with the news release, you'll get a sense of the logistics here. So we need to get a drill pad relative to where we want to get the holes down to, where the pad is stable and a helicopter can get in and out. So we were able to do that. These guys, very skilled pad builders, got the pad where we wanted it. So we're going to be drilling a lot closer to the zone, and we're going to be drilling with the knowledge of the importance of the cross-cutting features. And another important feature is we're going to have on-site an XRF device that is going to give us an indication of the metal content as that core is coming out of the ground. So it's going to provide a reasonable estimate on a real-time basis. And we're in a position to hit a lot closer to where we really wanted to get to in last year's program, and where we know from that structural information is where we expect we're going to hit the continuation of the high-grade zone.
Okay, that's interesting. So you're using that XRF gun to give you some more guidance in terms of what you're hitting then. at the project because, well, last year the assay results took so long to come back that you couldn't really use any of those results to guide the drilling. Now, you got into it a little bit there in terms of where the pads are being built and how you go about testing this system, especially when you said that you needed geologists that were rock climbers to get to these samples. Sounds kind of tough to get up to these areas, but you're figuring a way out using helicopter-supported drilling. Logistically, how difficult is this to actually get to this new zone?
Well, the only challenge in any of this is getting the drill pads built where they're safe and can be accessed by the helicopter. Once the drill pads are in place, it's dead easy. Logistically, this project is pretty straightforward. We've got a road right up along the base of the hill along the American Creek Valley. We've got a road up to the base of the cliff area. And in fact, in the 1990s, they actually mined some material from up there. Once the drill pads are in place, the logistics are dead easy. It's very short up and down for the helicopter from the end of where we can bring supplies in by road. And there's no challenge at all, really, once we're at this stage. And, you know, I talked about drill pad one, which is at the original high-grade zone, the previously mined area. The new discovery that we've just reported, 285 meters north, we've now also have a drill pad in place up there. And the second part of the drill program will be drilling from that second pad and testing the, down dip from where we got these recently announced high-grade samples on surface.
Well, Lawrence, you've also indicated offline when we were chatting that you've got a lot of drill targets that your geology team is taking a look at. Are there any other targets that you're looking at for later in the drill program once you test the high-grade zone and then that other zone 285 meters away? Are there any other regional targets or some other exploration targets you guys have your eyes on for this season?
Well, there are multiple targets within the immediate area here. There's the Upper Ruby that we got a hole into last year. We got reasonably good results on it. And then other targets over closer to the high-grade zone. There's multiple veins running parallel, all of them carrying silver, lead, zinc, and copper mineralization. And we'll be prioritizing them. Right now, we're really focused on that high-grade zone and the new discovery. But there are other targets. And as the program unfolds, we will be looking at bringing in a second drill rig. And some of these lower targets can be reached from the road, and that would make it a lot less expensive. And that's also under consideration as we get going on our main high-priority targets.
So, Lawrence, just a quick comment then. How much cash does the company have, and what's the budget for this year's program?
We've got about $2.5 million of cash, which will easily cover the drill program at American Creek as it's presently laid out, and it will provide funding for surface work on four other projects that are also advancing. Two of those, we have drill permits in place, and they're set up to be drilled, and we're well funded for this year. Now, if we start to get joy on this and we see encouraging results and we get a response in the share price, then we would consider doing a financing and expanding on the program as the season unfolds.
All right, Lawrence, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding this drill program or any of the other work that's going to be going on this year with Mountain Boy Minerals, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Mountain Boy Minerals, so we're going to be following up as some more news hits the market, and hopefully those assay results can get turned around so that gives us something to touch on. And also, let's see what the drills yield. Lawrence, I appreciate the update. Thank you for your time. We'll chat again soon.
Thanks, and appreciate your interest.